This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A campaign got underway today to urge Coloradans to pass a ballot measure in November on the national popular vote. CPR's Bentha Berkland has more.
Last year, the Democratic-controlled legislature approved a bill to tie the state's electoral college votes to the winner of the national popular vote. But the measure was challenged, and now voters will decide its fate at the ballot box. A number of states have already signed on to the National Popular Vote Compact, and the compact would only come into force if enough states that adopt it control a majority of the Electoral College votes. Opponents of a national popular vote say it would make Colorado's votes irrelevant in presidential elections in favor of more populated states like New York and California. I'm Bentha Berkland, CPR News.
The Board of Trustees in Lyons in Boulder County has voted unanimously to move forward on an affordable housing project. Officials say the approval comes years after the 2013 flood, in part because it was difficult to find space not in a flood zone. Nearly 100 homes were lost to the historic flooding in 2013. Mayor Connie Sullivan calls the approval a victory.
Quite honestly, it was a pretty emotional night. Having gone through this entire process and been working on this initiative for such a long time, it was a great moment.
Sullivan says the project is scheduled to break ground this summer. With the Tokyo Games delayed because of coronavirus, it means uncharted territory for Colorado Springs, otherwise known as Olympic City, USA. For athletes, it's meant confusion, frustration, and with the statewide stay-at-home order, no way to train.
In swimming, we lose our fitness about a week after we stop swimming. So I've lost everything at this point.
How Team USA is helping athletes with the physical and mental consequences of the first ever postponed Olympics. We'll have that story coming up in 10 minutes here on All Things Considered on CPR News. It is 43 with a few clouds, also windy in the Denver area, 44, a few clouds in Colorado Springs, 32 and mostly cloudy in Vail, 47 sunny for Grand Junction, 48 and sunny in Pueblo. This is CPR News.